aboard the Theme Parks and Rec podcast. Our next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to a new edition of Theme Parks and Rec podcast. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela this week.
Hey, guys.
Yes, I had to run solo last week. I'm so glad you're back.
I'm sorry for missing out.
No, don't worry.
I missed you guys.
It happens. It happens. But we are so happy that you're back. And we can't wait to dive in. There's a lot of news.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
I feel like every week we say there's a lot of news. And I'm like, it's going to slow down eventually. No, not so much.
It's going to heat up.
It's like the theme park wars right now. Everybody's trying to outdo each other.
Yes. It's especially since last week with the announcement of the new theme park coming to Universal Orlando.
Yeah. Everybody's like,
that's insane.
Yeah. We haven't had a new park. Like a new, I mean, we have the H2O Live, which is, you know, new and Volcano Bay, but like a new.
With thrill rides.
Yes. It's been a while. So, I don't know.
I'm surprised they found room in Orlando.
I know. Do we want to start moving north or more west?
Go towards Legoland. There's so much room
over there. Yeah.
That there's unlimited.
Then all the traffic will start in Haines City.
They'll have to make another highway in the middle of there.
Well, I'm still hoping we're going to get that light rail or whatever it is. From Tampa to Orlando. Oh my gosh, I'll be in Disney
and,
every weekend.
Yeah, there's a stop at Universal and a stop at Disney.
Oh yeah, every weekend for me, for sure. All right, so let's get into the recent news and updates. SeaWorld Orlando, what do they got?
So going on right now, we talked about it before, they had the summer concert series, and this weekend's the last weekend.
Oh wow, that went by fast.
So if you want to still partake in all the summer events at SeaWorld Orlando, get there this weekend.
Okay.
But it's okay. There's still fun around the corner because at SeaWorld, they have, for the second year in a row, the Thrill Fest ride night on August 16th.
Okay, so next Friday.
Next Friday. So it's behind the scenes and experience how they built their coasters. So you get to talk with engineers that were a part of making rides like Mako.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that cool? And they also have a happy hour.
Okay.
And
that's always
it
fun.
Features buy one, get one free drinks with extended services at the Waterway Grill and Flamecraft Bar until 11 p.m. on that night, August 16th.
That's really fun.
And they even have a deal for ride photos. So you could purchase 5 ride photos for only $20. So if you like to see your crazy face during the ride, they're only $20 for 5. So they have this great event going on, but it's only one night.
That sounds so much fun. If you love thrill rides, this is something to go to. If you're like a geek about roller coasters,
absolutely,
get out there and check it out. Busch Gardens Tampa, their summer nights is still going on. But this is the last weekend for it, August 11th. So get out there and experience that. Hopefully the cooler weather will follow, but I highly doubt it.
But you could see the fireworks.
Yeah.
So if you love that late night entertainment, this is for you.
Absolutely. And then Beer Fest is coming back August 17th through September 8th. Will feature over 40 local and international breweries, 4 new beers to try, and new pub-inspired fare and live entertainment. So that's kind of going to straddle where Summer Nights ends and then leads into Hallowscream. Believe it or not, September 20th through November 2nd. I can't believe we're talking Halloween.
I know. Have you seen all the decorations people have been putting in their houses?
People now have Halloween trees.
Yes.
Which I don't hate that idea.
One girl I follow on Instagram, I absolutely love it. And she's a theme park enthusiast too. So I always like to see what she's up to.
So people are already talking Halloween. I went to a FedEx Kinko's and they had Halloween candy out. And I asked them, I go, is this from last year? And they're like, no, actually, we're already stocking up for this year. I was like, okay, all right. So let's move on to Universal Orlando before I start freaking out about how many days are left for Christmas shopping.
This is Halloween stuff as well.
Yeah, more Halloween stuff.
Jordan Peele's new movie, Us, it's a horror film.
Yeah.
A thrill film. And they just announced a house is going to be set for that movie at Universal's Halloween Horror Nights this year.
Which starts September 6th and runs also through November 2nd. So
even earlier than Busch Gardens.
So... and there's a Stranger Things house too, right?
Yep.
Gosh. And a Ghostbusters house, yes. too. I'm really going to... Oh, man. Because I love Stranger Things and I love Ghostbusters, but this event scares me. So I think I'm going to have to really man up and just...
Go.
Go. Oh, man.
It is a lot of fun. And I'm already trying to figure out what days I'm going to be going.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, you can be our eyes and ears on the ground without me. All right. What's next?
So we talked about this two episodes ago, but at Margaritaville Orlando, that Island H2O Live, they've just announced that if you are staying at the Margaritaville Resort in Orlando, the Island H2O Live, you get admission to it.
So oh, it's included in the room.
So if you stay there at their resort, you also get free admission to the water park.
Hmm, that's cool.
So it's almost like Atlantis.
Yeah.
You know, in Nassau?
Yeah, the Bahamas.
Yes.
Very cool. And that's only valid for stays now through December 19th.
Yes.
I'm actually going over that for the Star Wars pass holder preview. Maybe I'll stay there.
And you get double whammy.
Yeah. And then starting September 4th, Island H2O Live will be closed on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Obviously, it's not the middle of summer and kids off of school. I mean, you'll still have the tourists and everything, but, you won't have the huge amount of people because of school being out.
And also keep that in mind, if you are going to want to stay at the resort,
mm-hmm.
those days will be closed.
The water park will be closed.
Keep that in mind if you decide to stay there.
So, looking at our show outline, I saw this and I got very excited. Michaela.
It's a small world.
Mm-hmm. Magic Kingdom. It says here they're adding Disney characters. Please tell me more.
So I don't know what specific characters they're adding, but for the 50th anniversary of Magic Kingdom, which is in 2021, they will have added characters to the It's a Small World attraction at Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
Very similar to the one in Disneyland. So if you've ever been to the Disneyland one, or if you've done the ride through, I always see YouTube videos of some of the rides that if I have never been to it. So they have characters like Cinderella and Aladdin and Toy Story characters.
Oh.
Yes.
And
Lilo and Stitch. And what's interesting with the Disneyland one, which I'm intrigued to see if it comes here to Magic Kingdom, is that when your boat passes next to the Disney characters, they have speakers right next to it. I mean, you can't see them, but you could hear the music from that movie. But it's very subtle.
Oh.
So only if you look at it and you really see it's there and you put an ear out for it, you could hear the tune from the movie. Yes.
Interesting.
But it meshes well into It's a Small World, so it's not like a bunch of music is playing.
Right, because, I mean, I know It's a Small World is a classic, but that song drives me crazy. So I haven't been on that ride in years. Even if it's the shortest line.
5 minutes, usually.
I will not go on it.
But since they're adding Disney characters, you got to go on again when they
I'm going to have noise-canceling headphones on. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. That's starting even earlier than
even
all the other
earlier.
Stuff.
Next Friday.
Oh, my goodness. So, Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. And it's only select nights through November 1st. So that's why they try to get all the nights that they can in, because it's not all week. It's just certain nights. Yeah, August 16th. So get your kids Halloween costumes in August, and maybe you'll get a deal on them on Amazon or something. They won't be as expensive.
Right.
And head out to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Hopefully Amazon Prime. So because if you're deciding to go this coming Friday, well, not this Friday, next Friday, not tomorrow, but August 16th starting.
I can't believe that's already starting. Oh, my gosh. Kids are going to be high on sugar for the next 2 or 3 months. All right. Disney's Hollywood Studios reservations are now open for Star Wars Galaxy's Edge experiences. They opened the other day. I'm sure they're booked now for the first 3 months. But like we said in the past, always check the night before you're going to see if something opens up. You never know.
And I just wanted to make a couple points on this.
Yes, please. Because you've already been to the one in Disneyland, so you know.
So I haven't made a droid and I haven't made a lightsaber yet.
Yet being the key word.
Yet. I make a lightsaber this weekend, so I'll be able to tell you guys next week how that happens.
So excited for you.
But if you make a reservation for Savvy's Workshop, which is the lightsaber building, you have to pay up front.
Oh.
You have to pay up front. So.
And I hear it's not cheap.
It is not cheap. Well, it depends on what your budget is.
Right.
It's around $200.
Ooh.
So, but it's, you build it yourself. It's custom made.
It's like a whole experience.
You customize
too.
It yourself. Yeah, it's a whole experience.
It's kind of like Bibbidi-Bobbidi Boutique, but
pretty
for
much.
Lightsabers.
Pretty much. And you get to pick the color, everything.
Okay.
And with, like I said, for the experience, to pay up front. And it's a little confusing when you make the reservation online. It's asking you how many people. They're only asking you how many people are building. So if only one of you, let's say Rachel and I are going and Rachel's building and I'm her guest, you only put one.
Okay. Good to know.
Because if you put two, then you pay like twice.
So your guest who is not building does not need to pay up front.
No, but you could bring a guest.
Okay. Good to know.
That makes sense, everyone?
Yeah. Or everyone for me, yes.
Yes. And the Jewelry Depot is the same thing, but I heard that you don't have to pay up front.
Oh, okay.
It might change. I never know.
Yeah,
but
never know.
Again, the reservation is for whoever's building, and then you get to bring a guest with you in.
Okay. I'm not sure how to... Oga?
Oga's Cantina, yes.
Okay.
Oga's Cantina is the bar
okay.
that they have. And with that... You make the reservation for everyone, but you don't pay up front.
Okay, so it's just a restaurant.
Yes.
Okay.
And but there's no food. There's just the drinks and like two little snack options.
Oh, so it's not a meal.
No.
It's like a snack
just, it's
bar.
It's just a bar. Yeah, snack bar. There's only two snacks. There's the Oga's Obsession.
Okay.
And there's the Batu Bites.
Okay.
And it's not filling. So
okay.
if you're thinking you're going in there for a meal, it's not a meal thing.
It's more about the experience.
It's more about the experience.
Okay.
And... Like we said before, like this land is not very cheap.
Right.
So remember to budget it okay. as much as you can.
Okay.
Because these yeah. drinks can be a little pricey if you keep ordering more and more. And also they have a 2-drink max per person.
Okay. What
just
do you...
letting you know before you go and you say, wait, this is not what I was thinking.
So from your time at Disneyland's Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, which food and drink offerings do you recommend?
So I love the Ronto Wrap at Ronto Roasters.
Okay.
That one is like a quick service. You just go and you order it at a counter.
Okay.
And they have mobile ordering on the app.
Okay.
So it's very convenient
okay.
for that. And then I love to pair it with the blue milk.
Okay. What's
the
it taste
blues.
Like?
It tastes like almost like Starbursts.
Oh, okay.
And coconut milk mixed oh. together.
So it's for the non-dairy fans.
Like a very icy
okay.
feel to it.
Okay, and what about at Oga's Cantina? What
Oga's
you...
Cantina, my favorite drink would have to either be the Jedi Mind Trick. That one's alcohol.
Okay.
And then
that's funny.
There was another one that I had
some
that
fizz?
Was my favorite. The Bespin Fizz.
Bespin Fizz.
It has like smoke coming out of it.
Oh, fun.
And like it bubbles, so it's really cool.
Okay.
And then they also have little souvenir cups that they have with only two separate cups, drinks.
Okay.
So they have one that's the non-alcoholic drink that mm-hmm. comes with a pouring mug, and another one that's an alcoholic drink that comes with the Endor mug.
Okay.
So.
Oh my goodness. You know what?
Extensive menu, but like again, it's just drinks. But they had non-alcoholic and alcoholic, so you could bring your family. It doesn't have to be 21 and up.
Okay. I'm thinking that week it opens, we need to do an all Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, like...
Tip.
Education.
Yeah.
Because there's a language and then the food and then the ride. I mean, it's something.
And something that I found out, I know we'll talk more about it later. This is just an extra little tease, is that if you do have the dining plan.
Okay.
The one thing I know is that the blue and green milk, the non-alcoholic one, they have alcoholic blue and
oh
green
my gosh.
Milk, but the non-alcoholic one is in the dining plan as a snack redemption.
Oh, nice.
So
that's
I don't
good.
Know what else. I'll find out later what else is on the,
right.
the dining plan, but that's a good thing to note that the dining plan is offered in the land.
Okay, cool. All right. And then I'm excited for this because I've only seen Fantasmic once because
oh, yeah?
it is so late and it's really hard to get a seat. Like you almost, if you don't do like the dinner and the show kind of plan, which I know there
right.
is, you have to get there really early to get a decent seat.
And it's a big stadium.
It's huge. Like, it's a huge cavern, almost, like, with a moat and a stage. And the production is amazing. So they're adding a second performance for Fantasmic from August 29th to September 2nd. So over Labor Day weekend, they're going to have two performances a night.
And that's the same weekend Galaxy's Edge opens up. So we can see that they're trying to push people over to Fantasmic.
Which is also in Disney's Hollywood Studios. Yes. So it's just, it's over by, it's kind of like, it's a kind of hidden entrance because it's only open at night because the shows are only in the evening. So it's just past the Beauty and the Beast show, right before Halloween, Tower of Terror.
Yes.
It's right there. And it's kind of, you'll see it at night when they open the entrance. They have it marked and, you know, people with wands and everything. But before, like during the day, it's like you walk right past it. You wouldn't even think that that's what that is.
Right. So it's very hidden.
It took me a couple.
But then when you go over there, like, what? This is huge.
I know. You walk on this really long pathway and you're like, the park goes back this far? What? Are they hiding back here? But it's really, really cool.
Yes. And there's two performances a day on that weekend.
Okay. That's good to know.
Really no excuse, Rachel.
Well, I love the Disney parks, but you know what I'm staying away from on the opening weekend?
Hollywood.
Is Star Wars.
Oh, I was going to say Hollywood Studios in general.
I'm not a crowd person in the first place. So, you know, everybody and their brother is going to Disney's Hollywood Studios for the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge opening weekend. So I will be far, far away in another galaxy.
Yes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, so Michaela, you got to experience something very special.
Yes.
At Disney Springs. Please do tell us all.
So I got to experience the NBA experience at Disney Springs. It's what replaced Disney Quest.
Oh, that's right. They did get rid of that.
So Disney Quest was this huge interactive game experience.
Right.
And since they needed something more interactive, I guess, to add to Disney Springs, they decided to bring on NBA experience.
Okay.
So I got to preview it, and it's not as big as Disney Quest, which I was kind of surprised about. I walked in thinking it was going to be the five floors of games, but it's just two floors.
Okay.
And on the first floor, they have the Combine, which if you know anything about sports, which I do not, I went with my fiance, who is a love sport, so he was the one that was filling me in on all this.
Right.
So the Combine is measuring your wingspan, your height, your jump, to see where you measure up compared to NBA players.
That's fun.
Yes, and I mean, it's funny because the people who are working there are like, you never know if the NBA is watching.
Oh.
And I'm like, sure.
They're going to draft you, Michaela.
This 5'4" girl is not going to make the NBA nor the WNBA. And also on the second floor, they have a kind of a movie theater-esque little section where you could see your choice of two films.
Okay.
And they're more of like behind the scenes about players.
Okay.
And their like struggle to get into either the WNBA or the NBA. And also on the first floor, you could take a picture with the NBA Finals trophy and the WNBA Final trophy. And the NBA Final trophy is the Larry O'Brien trophy.
Yep.
So you could hold it up over your head and they have a little photo op.
Cool.
Where you could scan your magic band.
Okay.
And
get
take
the photo.
A picture with it.
Cool.
And then on the second floor, they have a dunk challenge.
Fun.
Where you can adjust how high the net goes.
Oh, so like, you know, we can have it at like 5'9" and I can just walk up and dunk on it and look amazing.
Yes.
I don't even have to jump.
Yes.
Fun.
Yes. So it was nice and fun. I also went with one of my cousins and he is 12. So he loved that experience to NBA star and like dunk. And
yeah,
it's just and it's very hard.
Oh,
it's very hard to act like an NBA player.
No,
I give them a lot of credit.
They make it look very easy. But it also sounds like the NBA experience at Disney Springs is a great place to take kids to get some energy out. You know, especially if it's raining and you can't go to the hotel pool, or, you know, maybe one of the parks isn't in your budget or in your schedule this time. Take them to the NBA experience. They can feel like a real NBA player, get some energy out, maybe get a little exercise in too.
And they also have other things as well. They have the shooting challenge where this little basketball shows up in the court. It's like a courtroom size arena, I guess, but it's not like huge. And they have like virtual screens where it shows like fans are like cheering you on and you're shooting from different points that this little ball is showing up on the floor. And then they have the replay center, which is in Secaucus, New Jersey. And they keep saying that like, oh, we're transporting you to Secaucus, New Jersey, where you can see the replay and you get to decide if the calls that were made on the court are real or like real, but are accurate, and if you feel that it should be overturned or correct or whatnot. That was my favorite because you get to sit down.
That's really fun.
And I get to make decisions, and I love that. And then they also have the arcade, which is just like, you know, when you go to Dave and Buster's, let's say, and you just shoot the baskets and you try to get as much points as that. And then they also have the another section that it's called the slingshot, where you take little rubber basketballs and you put them into this slingshot.
Okay.
And you pull it back and you're against all these other people that are lined up like around like 15 people that you try to slingshot it into your basket. It's so hard. I did not make a single one, but this one guy made 120 points and I was like, what?
That sounds so fun.
It is a lot of fun. It just seems small, but it's around $30.
Okay.
And if you're spending the day at Disney Springs, which a lot of people do, you could buy it, go there in the morning, leave,
come back.
Get something to eat, because they don't have any food in there as well. Okay. They just have water fountains. And then you could come back and leave as much as you want in that day.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yes.
So re-entry is available within the same day.
Yes. So that's what I liked about it, hearing that. I thought it was just
you're in and you're done.
Can't get out.
Right.
No, you could leave and come back.
That's awesome.
So,
no, that's
it was very interesting. It made me feel for those NBA stars, let me tell you.
And it sounds like your 12-year-old cousin really enjoyed it, too.
Oh, yes. He just felt like he was an NBA star
during
the whole thing. He felt like he was living up to, you know, LeBron James over here. Slam Duncan.
And what kid doesn't want to feel like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, well, that's amazing. Anything else to add on the NBA experience?
Not at the moment. That's pretty much what I saw. Yeah. We got to experience every single thing in there.
It wasn't
as crowded. But I'm intrigued to see how it would be if it does get filled up, like really packed.
If there are going to be wait times or anything.
How long the wait times will be. Oh, there was one more thing. They have a dribble little class, but it's like a single class. So you just like go into this little booth area.
Yeah.
And you grab your basketball and you touch your magic band to this little basketball and they teach you
how to dribble.
Yes. They have five classes.
Oh, cool.
But they're really fast, but you have to make a certain percentage on each one to go to the next level.
So it's like, it's a video game.
Yes, it is a video game,
but
interactive. And my fiance and my cousin could not get past the fourth round.
So it's challenging.
It's challenging.
That's so fun.
Yes. And you could keep coming back to it that same day as well and keep scanning, because you have to keep redoing, let's say, the fourth step before you get onto the fifth.
Right.
So.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to get out there and try that out.
Yeah.
I used to play basketball in grade school. I was not very good. The only reason why I was on the team is because I was like 5'8" in eighth grade.
Oh, okay.
So they're like, we need you to play basketball. I'm like, I don't know how to play basketball. We'll teach you. And then I was terrible.
Just send your whole team to the NBA experience and they'll start learning.
There you go. All right. And something else I wanted to bring up, since we're talking Disney Springs. So it came out earlier this summer, I think in May, that Bongo's Cuban Cafe at Disney Springs was going to close on the west side.
Yes.
Now they have announced this week what will be taking the place of that. I think it's Beatrix, and it's owned by Let Us Entertain You Enterprises.
Oh, it's in Chicago. They own like everything in Chicago, right?
It says almost. Chicago-based restaurant group. I'm glad you know who they are, but I just love their entertainment group. It's Let Us, like lettuce, the food. Entertain You Enterprises. I'm like, I like these people already. And it's going to be their first restaurant in Florida at the Disney Springs West Side, taking over the old Bongos building. It's basically the explanation they give is it's a neighborhood restaurant, coffee house, and grab-and-go market featuring healthy food options, including vegetarian, gluten-free, and vegan, along with fresh-squeezed juice cocktails.
Ooh.
So, and the photos I'm looking at on this Disney blog look amazing. So, no opening date has been given for the new restaurant, and the former restaurant should be closing sometime this month. So, there
you
go. New stuff coming everywhere,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Chicago. They own a lot of restaurants in Chicago. So, if you're ever in Chicago and you love the food, you might love this.
Yeah, Disney Springs just getting bigger and better. All right, what is your, speaking of food, your theme park tip of the week this week, Michaela? What you got?
So, if you go to the theme parks a lot,
yeah,
like Rachel and I, and you start getting sick of the menus, and you're like, oh, just the same thing, ask them for a secret menu at some of the locations at Universal and Busch Gardens and Disney. You could always ask them, do they have a secret menu? And sometimes they do. You could try things that no one else has or barely anybody has. So,
oh my.
Keep an eye out.
Do you have
out.
To like give a secret code word? Kind of like a...
No, just secret menu, and they'll okay. usually be more than happy to help you with
okay.
trying those things out.
Michaela, you and I have still not been to a theme park together.
We have
and
to.
And I feel like I'm doing this all wrong. When it comes to your theme park tips of the week, I'm like, I didn't know that. So we gotta make this happen.
Secret menus. I love food.
Oh, gosh. We both love food.
So that's always on my list.
Okay. And I mean, sometimes you have your standards, your favorites, like I've got to go and get this or I've got to go and get this. But change it up a little bit. See what's on the secret menu.
Yeah, especially if you go a lot and you're yeah. just like, what should I eat? And you're just trying to figure it out. Check out the secret menu.
Kind of like an Easter egg.
It is.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us this week. Next week, we will be talking Michaela's Walt Disney World, Disney's Hollywood Studios, Star Wars, Galaxy's Edge experience.
I can't believe
it. I'm so excited for you. It's going to be great. And if you have any questions, maybe things that you want her to check out or anything that has to do with entertainment in theme parks in Central Florida, please hit us up, themeparksandrec@gmail.com. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll catch you next week with the big show.
Oh, we'll see you then.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.